Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to D-Link's first quarter 2017 earnings release presentation. This is Sally Yang, Director of Investor Relations. Before I begin my presentation, I would like to highlight that other than the net income figures, which has been audited by our auditor, all the other figures are based on management reports, which in turn were compiled according to Taiwan GAAP standard. Now, if you please turn to page two for our first quarter income statement. During the first quarter of 2017, D-Link registered total revenue of NT dollar 4.7 billion, which declined 19.3% from sequential quarter and 20.4% from first quarter a year ago. Aside from the seasonal factor, the macro environment continued to be very challenging and price competition remained quite intense, especially in the consumer networking segment. In the digital home area, many new competitors have joined the market, which intensified market competition. In addition, the company's decision to protect bottom line caused a reduced level of project shipment in the current quarter, especially in the emerging markets. I'll go into more detail on the respective regions and product performance in later slides. Let's move down to the gross margin. Excluding inventory valuation gain and loss, gross margin was 26.3%, which was slightly higher than sequential quarter due to favorable product mix and less project sales, which in general has lower margin. Including the impact of inventory provision, gross margin was 26%, which was lower as compared to prior quarter, which included inventory write-back of NT dollar 117 million. Operating expenses for the first quarter was NT dollar 1.42 billion or 30% of net sales, which was higher than prior quarter because of the lower revenue base. However, in absolute dollar term, there was a reduction of NT dollar 72 million in OpEx, and on year-over-year basis, OpEx reduction was 19.5% as management reduced operating costs through process optimization and restructuring non-performing units. Operating margin in first quarter 2017 was -4.1%. Please move to page three for quarter-over-quarter comparison of the non-operating income. Non-operating income reported this period was a loss of NT dollar 2 million as compared to non-operating gain of 20 million in prior quarter. First quarter non-operating loss comprised of 62 million derived from investee company and the equity method, FX loss 72 million, and other finance NT dollar 8 million. Consolidated net loss after tax and non-controlling interest was NT dollar 216 million, and EPS was -0.34 per share. Turning on to page four for the balance sheet breakdown. The group continued to maintain prudent liquidity position with cash and short-term investment amounted to NT dollar 3.35 billion. Accounts receivable was NT dollar 4.1 billion, and AR turnover days, 77 days, in line with our credit offering. Inventory was down by NT dollar 228 million sequentially, reported at NT dollar 2.8 billion, and inventory turnover improved to 79 days. Now, please turn to page five for the company key financial ratios. In terms of the liquidity position, the company remains healthy with current ratio of 1.43 and net debt over equity ratio of 0.89. Return on equity for the first quarter was -9.5%. Now, please turn to page six for our quarterly revenue by region. In terms of geographic breakdown, emerging and Asia Pacific continue to be the most important markets for D-Link, accounting for 66% of our consolidated net revenue, followed by Europe 22% and North America 12%. For the North America region, first quarter 2017 sales were lower on quarter-over-quarter basis, down 14.8% coming off peak retail season, as well as the drop in telco shipment. Sales in the European market were down 21.5% from sequential quarter, given continued weak market condition and slower project pull-in. Emerging and Asia Pacific markets were down by 19.4% quarter-over-quarter, mostly due to slower project deployment as regions affected by low oil price, weak currency, and sluggish economy. Despite challenging operating environment, we'll continue to focus on driving sales growth in the business switch sector and by expanding channel partners and making R&D investment in order to capitalize on future market recovery. Now, please move to page seven, which show our 2017 first quarter revenue breakdown by product category. Switch and wireless together contributed to 66% of total first quarter revenue. While broadband was at 12%, digital home at 9%, and others with 13%. During the first quarter of 2017, retail sales for consumer products such as router and IP cameras were generally lower due to seasonality. Project shipment also were lower, attributing to the company's decision to protect bottom line and margin. This completes my presentation for today, and thank you for your attention. Should you have any further questions, please feel free to contact D-Link's Investor Relations.